Yeah, so I wanted to be done about the Gemara in Croesus and the chapter in the Tosfos. So let's take a look at the Gemara in Croesus. Okay, are you seeing the Gemara in Croesus? Are you seeing a Gemara now?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's take a look. The Gemara says it's a Croesus of Zion.
Yeah, but we see the Tosfos in, I don't know, we see something in Parak Shlishi.
Yeah.
You see Croesus of Zion right now?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Okay, let's start again. Okay. Croesus of Zion?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there we go.
Okay. Yeah, so the Gemara says, Tani Rav Chananya Kami Derava. So here you see it. Tani Rav Chananya Kami Derava. Minayin the Kohen Gadol Shenotel Mishem and Anishal Sharoishi Venosan Ogabi Bnei Meayim. Minayin Shul Chayev Shenemar Al Gzar Odom Lo Yisach. That even the Kohen Gadol, who's allowed and supposed to be Nimshach with the Shem and the Mishcha, but that's only Al Roishi. But if he takes that Shem and the Mishcha, that's Al Roishi, and he then smears it on some other part of his body, so he's also able to Isser. Well, it's the issue not only if a Zayar puts on the Shem and a Mishcha, but even the Kohen Gadol who's supposed to be Nimshech b'Shem and a Mishcha, but he still has the issue if he takes from that Shem and a Mishcha and he puts it on his belly, which is not the Mokum Mashiach, obviously. So he's also able the issue of what's the Lashon of the Pasuk? Yeah, so tomorrow, Maishno Mihotasanya, Kayan Shasok Bashem and Shaltruma, Ben Bita Yisrael Misagal by Vene Cheshish. That it is aloha that if a Kayan was Sok Bashem and Shaltruma, which he's allowed to do, Truma is Nitin for Achilah Shtiyah and Sicho. So he can then take from that Shemen and he can rub his grandson with the shame shaman that's on his body, and there's no problem, even though his grandson is a czar. He had a daughter who married a Yisrael, so his grandson is a czar, but it's mutter. So how you see that once he's soch with the shaman shel truma, the iser goes off. It no longer, the kedusha's poka, perhaps. Rashi's loshen is a little bit not clear. Rashi says a loshen. Alma came into Botla Behetera Botla. Since he was Mvatlit Beheter, Rashi doesn't mean Bitl Berev. He used it Beheter, and now the Kedusha is Botla. So here also, by the Shemin of the Kohen Gadol, we should say that once he was Soch B'Shemin HaMishcha, so it's Botla, the Kedusha is Botla, and there should no longer be an Issa. So the Gemara says, there's a pasuk. You see the lesson of chilul. That you see that when a czar puts on this the shemen, is soch with the shemen, is mechalalit. So you see that when you're soch with shemen, it's mischalal. Kevin the chalay yischel. Aval kavi shemen amishcha k'siv ki nezer elikov olav. So you see that Kol's man that is olav shemen mishka karina be'atal gavdi isa olav le'yischel. Even though it's olav, it's still called shemen. It's still called shemen mishkas kodesh. It's nezer like of olav. It still is in the kedusha and it has the status of shemen and mishka. And therefore, it's not yotzei lechul and it doesn't lose its kedusha and it remains in the isa. So the Gemara is making a chiluk by truma when you soch with the shemen shel truma, when the kain is soch with the shemen shel truma, it's mischalal because it says in the pasuk. Umesabaikiyachalaluhu. So you see that the truma is mischalal with the sicha. Now Shein came by the shemen is not mischalal with the sicha because the Torah says shemen mishchas kodesh olav. If kol man that is olav, it still has the status of shemen mishcha. At kan the gemara. So Taisa now by us. Taisa says, take a look at Taisa by us. So Taisa says, brings a raya from this Gemara, Taisa brings a raya from this Gemara, that the Isser Sicha is only a Derabbana. The Isser Sicha to a Zohar is only an Isser Derabbana, because Shtiyo ki Achilu, Taisa Shita is, that the din of Sicha ki Shtiyo is only a Derabbana. In other words, maybe we have to preface. There's a Gemara Nito, not going to put it on the screen now, but there's a Gemara Nito that says that the Isser of Sicha to a Zohar is learned out, Gemara brings two psukim. At the beginning of Taisus brought the Gemara Nidah. The Gemara says one pasuk for Yechal is Chachiv Ne Yisrael. The Rabbis is Hasoch Kishaisa. The Bayi Seimo Vehocha Vatovay Kamayim Bekirbi Bechashem and Batz Maisav. So the Gemara has two psukim, one pasuk in Chumash and one pasuk in Tehillim, to learn out that a Zohar who's Soch with Shemen of Truma is also he violates the Isser of Zoros. He violates the Isser of Zoros. So if you're not allowed to be soch shemen shel truma on a zor, on a non kohen. So that was the beginning of Tosis. The posuk of Atovei b'mayim b'kirpa is only a derabon, it's only an asmachta. So why is the Gemara bringing an asmachta if it has a real posuk of a lo yichal? So Tosis mechadish lo yichal is also an asmachta. So it's one asmachta on top of another asmachta. But really, min atayra sicha is not kishtiyo, and that plugs into Tosis shito that sicha and yom kippur is only nisa derabon, and all the other vinuyim are only derabon, and that's why if you had chatot and bereishi, it's mutter because they only asked sicha shel tainuk. That's the totality of Taisus Yishita. So now Taisus is bringing a riot from this Gemara in Krisus, his yisoid, that the whole din of sicha kishtiyo and the whole iser to be soch with shemen shel truma, if you're not a kayin, is only an iser derabono. So Taisus brings a riot from this Gemara, Maseches Krisus, Aminun, kayin shesoch with shemen shel truma, ben miti yisoh mesagul bevein echeshish, v'yahavi de'araisei osu b'cholinim. Had it been an Issa Deraisa, it would be also Bechol Inyan. So the Chayyot is saying that had Sicha been an Issa Deraisa, then we would not have allowed the Ben Bito Yisrael to be Misagal Boy, because Sicha is an Issa Deraisa. We wouldn't be so makil in an Issa Deraisa to allow the Enakel, the grandson, the Yisrael, to be Misagal, to roll around in the Shemen Shel Truma, because Sicha is an Issa Deraisa. It must be that Sicha is only an Issa Derabbana. That's what it says in Taisus. So Taisus is very shver. Meches Chinuch asks, first of all, Mechatesa, if the din is came into Achle Ischil, like the Gemara says in Krisus, there's a Gzeres HaKosov, that once you're Mechala the Truma, once you're Soch with the Truma, it's Yotzi L'chulin. So Mechatesa, we should be Machmer and Sicha. Why should we be Machmer and Sicha? Even if Sicha would be an Issa Deraisa. But now it's no longer truma. It's truma. Like Mechatesa said that we should be machme over here. Even if sikh will be deraisa, sikh is deraisa in truma. The whole point of the Gemara is that came in the achle Yisrael. That once you suck with the shemen, once the kain is suck with the shemen shel truma, it's yotzi lechulim. So Mechatesa, who told Tosfos that had it been an issa deraisa, had sikh been an issa deraisa, we would have not applied the din of came in the achle Yisrael. The emes is there's a Taisus in a couple of places. Taisus brings, give me the Maya Makaimus, and I sent it to you. Taisus in Menochas HaMachtesim and Aleph, Dibur Maskel Debola, and in the Taisus Yeshonim in Yuma Pe Aleph and Aleph, Dibur Maskel Zor. Taisus says, B'Shem Rav Chaim Kayim, that the din of Kevin, the Achle Chilul, applies even to Achilo. That if a kohen was bola, he was belei truma, and then he was make it in such a way that it's not nifsul me'achilu yet, and somebody then another kohen came and ate it. So Taisa said, Taisa brings a gemara that you're not chayiv the second time karen v'chaimish. Taisa says, why not? Taisa says because kevin the achli like Taisa goes to gemara in chulin. But Taisa says it's still truma, and if it's still rei achilu, so why isn't the second chayiv karen v'chaimish? So Taisa says because of this gemara in krisus that kevin the achli ischel. That once the kain eats the truma, so it's yaitse l'chula. Or, you know, for Zari, it's the Truman Tzeitzi L'chulam. Yeah, we'll talk in a second. It's the difference between a Kohen and a Zari. But Akoponim, Rav Chaim Kohen says he doesn't think there's a difference between a Kohen and a Zari. So that's like if a Kohen eats the Truma, it's Yotzi L'chulam. If a Zari eats the Truma, it's also Yotzi L'chulam. Because of this Gemara and Krisus of Kevin to ask the Achle Yischel. So you see that this Gemara and Krisus is a serious, it's a serious din, and it applies even to Achilo. That once the Kohen is Eichel L'chulam, it's Yotzi L'chulam. So once the Kohen is Sochot L'chulam, it's Yotzi L'chulam. So what's Phil Tyson? What do Tyson want? That if it would be their Isa, it wouldn't be so Mekel. Moreover, the Minchas Chinuch asks a Pella, if Tosis is right, that had Sikha been Isidir Aiso, we wouldn't be makel to say Kevin to Achli Yischel. We wouldn't be so makel by Truma. The only reason why we're makel by Truma is because Sikha by Truma is only Isidir Abonon. But had Sikha by Truma been Isidir Aiso, we wouldn't allow the Ben Bittikoyim to be Misagel. So that's mamish against the Gemara, because then what's the Gemara's kash on Shemin HaMishcha? By Shemin HaMishcha, Sikha Avad is their Isa. I don't need Sikha Kishtiyah by Shemin HaMishcha. The Isir is Al Psar Odom Lo Yisach. There's an Isir der Isa, a Posk Mefurish, that you're not allowed to be Soch by Shemin HaMishcha. So what is the Gemara, what's the Gemara's kash? What's the difference between Bittikoyim? What's the difference in Truma? By Truma itself, we're only Mekel because Sikha by Truma is only Derabon. And had Sikha by Truma been Isir der Isa, Taisa says, we would not allow Ben Bittikoyim to be Misagel. So who had we're not, we wouldn't be, so who had we shouldn't be makel for the kai? Unless we maybe will be nitchak, Taisis means we wouldn't be so makel to aser it completely. But because we would certainly aser it midrabanan, if sikha would be deraisa, we would aser it midrabanan after it was mechulu. But by Shemin HaMishcha, it says that he's chayiv. It's mashma to chayiv deraisa. Well, why is it different than truma? Yeah, that's already mehechatesa. Where did Tosfos get all this apparatus from? So always kilukidagas. By Shemin HaMishcha, it says the chayiv. It must be that it's really not mischal. By truma, it says that it's mamish mutter, and even though it's only mutter because sichas derabonon, that only means because if sichas derabonon we're mekel lechatchila, but in sichas deraisa we'll be also lechatchila, but the vadi wouldn't be chayiv. We could fit in all kinds of madregas into the gemara. The vadi is very tamua. Who told Tosfos all of this? The pashup shat in the gemara is that there's a din that the gemara is being medame that by truma yoytzi lechulun. So how come Hashem and Mishcha is not Yotzi L'chulin? And if it's Yotzi L'chulin, it's Mutter. That's why Ben Bittikoyim is Mezagel. Because it's Yotzi L'chulin and it's Mutter. So Hashem and Mishcha also should be Yotzi L'chulin and it's Mutter. So why does it say that he's Chayim? So the Gemara said, no, by Truma there's Exeris HaKosov, that it's Yotzi L'chulin. So if it's Yotzi L'chulin, it's Yotzi L'chulin, so it's Mutter. By Hashem and Mishcha, it's not Yotzi L'chulin because it says Olov, even after Yomashir, he's Nimshach, it remains with the Dinim of Hashem and Mishcha, so it's not Yotzi L'chulin. So Melech blibes also. When did Tosfos see anything in this Gemara? It's a riot that Sikha is only Kishtir Midir Abonim. How much the Tosfos is a Dovah Tamur Moed? So let's start like this. First of all, just understand a little bit the Gemara in Krisos. It says in this Gemara in Krisos, a din, came into Achli Yisrael. That the truma, once when the kohen is soch with the truma, the grandfather is soch with the shemen shel truma, so it's mischalal. It's mischalal, and now a zara is allowed to be misagel by. So. Shishal, what's the nature of this din that it's mischal? Mechayr, it's machlekes between Tosfos. Tosfos over there in Krisos asks the kasha. The kasha is plugged into sugis elsewhere, but the kitzur Tosfos asks like this: the Gemara has a rule that ein lechadomah shenasim mitzvosai umayelim by anything that's osur because it's designated for a certain mitzvah. Once the mitzvah is done. So it's nasi mitzvosoi, and now it's the kedusha is poker. The israelo goes away. The ismeil if it's kosher, but israelo in general. Tosfos points out, israelo it's mukhan gemara. All israelo that are based on the fact that something is designated for a mitzvah. Once the mitzvah is done, it's mutter. So the Gemara asks, over there in Kisos and the Gemara in Yom also in the Samach, the Gemara asks, why don't we learn out from Egla Rufa and from, I think, Trumas Hadeshin? The Trumas Hadeshin, even after you do the Trumas Aromas Hadeshin, it remains also, because it's Menichem Shom, it's Esek also. And the big day kuna, Trumas Hadeshin and big day kuna. By big day kuna and Yom Kippur, it says Vinuchim Shom, that even after when the Kohen Gadol finishes the Avodah in Yom Kippur, that those begadim will come out, remain also Bana. And it says by Trumas Hadeshin also that the Truma, even after the Mitzvah Saramas Hadeshin, Hadeshin remains also. So you see, it's Nasim Mitzvah Asai, and it remains also. So the Gemara says that it's Shneksu Vaboim Ke'echabeim Melamdim. It said it once, we could be, it would be lamed, but since it's shteik suma boim ke'echad, so it's not melamed, and therefore these are exceptions to the rule. But the rule is that nasim is also is also. So Taisus asks, I have a third exception, namely shemen ha-mishcha. By shemen ha-mishcha, it says that even after the kohen is sochal to shemen ha-mishcha, so the chayim is nasim is also, and yet if he's sochal bitnoi with the same shemen, so he's chayiv. So you see, it's another case. And the Gemara learns that from a pasuk, Shemen Elei Kavam Olav. So you see that you see in a third case that it's Nasim Mitzvosoi and it's still Osir. So Taisus answers, Taisus increases Dav Zayin over there in the Sugya. Taisus answers, well, like, take a look at it. Again. Here in Dav Zayin. Taisus answers, Shinat, the second line over here in the Taisus. Taisus on bottom. Tema, Mailik Amal El. I know it's a little bit small. Maybe I can make it bigger. Is there a way for me to make it bigger? Not quite sure. Okay, here's bigger. Yeah, tema. Myla kamel el da havi shem and mishli shneksu v'boim ke'echad. It's a little bit mishumish. It should be shleishik suv v'boim ke'echad because you have shem and mishcha. So it's a third case of nasim mitzvasi and it's still usher. Taisin menachas samach tes. It's clear that the kashas should be shleishik suv v'boim ke'echad. Taisin's answer is v'yishleimar. Lechashiv nas not samach tes. Taisus in Taisus shonim in yuma samach hamad alef is the same as this Taisus. At least the kasha v'yishleimar the lechashiv nasim mitzvosoi ela la'aches she nigiv hashemen. The mitzvah of shemen and mishka is not finished till he wipes it off his head. Kidemasik like the gemara over here says lemaskana shemen mishka selikav olav. So Taisus answers that since the maskon of Agamara is that shemen mishkas kodesh olav that calls mad that the shemen is olav, it's aser. So Taisus says it's not stam exeris because of it. Even though the mitzvah was finished, it's still aser. The exeris hakosav says that the mitzvah is not finished calls mad that you don't wipe the shemen and mishkas off of his head. Now it's calls mad the shemen and mishkas on his head. It's called olav. And the mitzvah is still ongoing, the mitzvah of Mashiach's Kohen Gadol, and Mimele is not Nasim Mitzvah. So if he takes some of that shemen that's on his head and puts it on his belly, but there's still shemen on his head, so the mitzvah is still ongoing. It's not called Nasim Mitzvah until he's menagav the shemen completely off of his head. So it says in this Taisvis that when the Gemara's answer of shemen Mishchas Eleikov Olov, because man that it's Olov, it's Osir, the Gemara is telling me in that pasuk that the mitzvah of Shemen and Mishcha is nimsheches; it continues on even after he puts the Shemen on his head, and that's why it remains also. So the Chayra, since the Gemara says this svara, in order to answer the kasha from Truma, But that's why the Gemara said this far. Shemen Aleikov Olav. The Gemara said this Gzeis HaKosov, this idea of Shemen Aleikov Olav, in order to answer the kasha from Truma. How come by Truma after Yisach it's Mutter, and by Shemen Mishch it's Osir? Says the Gemara, because by Shemen and Mishch it says Olav. By Shemen and Truma it says Kamen to Achli Yisrael. And now Tosus tells me that what's the idea of Olav? That it's not Nasim Mitzvosi. That because mine it's Olav, it's not Nasim Mitzvosi. That's why it's not an exception to the rule that any lechadova should nasi mitzvosi umayelim by. So the chayr of the mashmaus and taisus is that the reason why by truma it's takamutter is because by truma the mitzvah is finished and it's nasi mitzvosi. Bipshutoi, what it says in this taisus is that after all, the Gemara itself introduces this pasuk of olav by Shem and Mishcha to explain why it's different than truma. And now taisus tells me that what's the content of the pasuk of olav? That the mitzvah is ongoing and it's not nasi mitzvosi. So the chayr it says in Taisus that the reason why by truma it's mutter is because it's nasi mitzvosi. The heter by truma, the reason why when the kohen is suffering the shemen of truma it becomes mutter is because it's nasi mitzvosi. And when something is nasi mitzvosi, it becomes mutter. The mitzvah of the kohen of truma was done with the shemen with the kohen being suffered it. The chayr b'pshuta, that's what seems to come out of that Taisus. Will come out if that's true, a chiddush din, that the din of came in the achli ischel, the din that the shemen of truma becomes mutter when the kohen is soch, is only if he was soch beheter. But what if the grandfather, what if he was a czar? What if a czar was sach with the shemen of truma? Would it also be yotzi l'chulim? L'chur, there you can't say it's nasim, it's also. So, which it ought to follow that in that case, it would not be called, it would not be mutter. And if it's Zahar Sach and the Shem and Shil Truma, then it's still Aser. It would remain also with Zahar, because it's not Nasim Mitzvah. Then it's the Kesef Mishnah, Hilchos Truma. Taka says that way. That the Kesef Mishnah, Hilchos Truma, Taka says that the Iser of the Din of Kema, the Achli Iskel, Kesef Mishnah is a Perikid Aleph Truma Salacha Ches, says that this Din, that the Shem is Yotzi L'chulin with the Sikha, is only when it was Soch Beheter, not when it was Soch Beiser. That's how it emerges from this tesis in Krisus, that the din of came in the Achli Iskel is a din of Nasim Mitzvosa. Again, it's a little bit hard to understand. First of all, so why does it need a pasuk? The Gemara needs a pasuk. Came in the Achli Iskel. Why do we need a pasuk? That's the rule in Kol Terekul. Lein Lachadovin Shenasim Mitzvosa. The exceptions need pesukim. Shleish Shiksum Ben Kecha. The Shneiksum Ben Kecha. The exceptions need pesukim. The rule is that and anything that's nasim mitzvosei is mutter. If that's what's going on in the Gemara, if the reason why truma becomes mutter with the sikha of the kohen is because it's nasim mitzvosei, so it shouldn't need a pasuk. Also, Shver, the pasuk itself is not talking about heter. The pasuk of kevin the achli ischil, the pasuk that we're talking about. Back to the Gemara. The pasuk that it's learned out from, Umesu Boikir Chalalu. The pasuk is talking about Isra, talking about a Zaro Etrumo, and it says Umesu Boikir Chalalu. So we're not talking about Achil of Heter, we're talking about Achil of Isra, and it says Umesu Boikir Chalalu, and it's Isil Chulu. So it's very shred, this Kesem Mishnah, it's against the Gemara. It's against the pasuk. The Gemara learns it out from this pasuk. But on the other end, but it's Shver and Taisus Bemis, because how can Taisus say that it's a din of Nasim Mitzvosoi when the Gemara learns it out from a pasuk that's not talking about Nasim Mitzvosoi, it's talking about a Zaru with Sof Hashem and a Trimah, which is an Isser. The emphasis is that we also have another Taisus. Go to that one. I mentioned this Taisus to you a few minutes ago, where Taisus talks about the case of Zar she'ochal shezifim shel truma. A non-kayan, a Zar, ate some pears of truma, and then it was chazer b'kion. And then another Zar came and ate it, and the second was not chayav keren v'chaymish. So Taisus asks, why is the second one not chayav keren v'chaymish? It's still right l'achila. Taisus holds it's still right l'achila. So Taisus answers. The Tirzer of Chaim. See it on the bottom? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. The Tirzer of Chaim. This is Rav Chaim Cohen. The Hosan Lam Yishum to have equal. The reason why the second person who ate the shazifim is not chayav karen v'chaimish is not because they're already digested and not food anymore. But because the truma became mischalel with the first achila of the first zar. And he quotes the Gemara in Krisus, our Gemara. Kain shesach b'shem shel truma, ben bitoy Yisrael mis'agel b'vein e'chayshish. U'mefar shosun time u'mishum du mechulel es kvar. So mele works as chilu. Taisa says... Somebody thinks you're the juggler. No, it's not here. 1 second. Oh, here it is, the bottom. Umitoich ha-svar yinir ben linyan iser ben linyan... I'm sorry, that's not it. No, I'm sorry. So in this Tosfos, he just says the aside from Chaim Cohen, that if a zar eats truma, so it's yotzi l'chulin because of the Gemara Krisus. Now, here we're not talking about achilas heter. We're talking about achilas iser. It was a zar. It's not nasim misvosoi. And yet, Tosfos brings the Gemara l'chulin that it's yotzi l'chulin. And this Taisus Shonim speaks to Sab Affairs. Taisus Shonim in Yuma. Oh, that I don't have to show you on the screen. You have a Gemara Yuma. If you look at the Taisus Shonim and Daf Samach Aleph and Aleph, it really belongs to the Gemara Daf Samach. Hold on. Not Samach Aleph. Pei Amid Aleph. Pei Aleph Amid Aleph. Pei Aleph Amid Aleph. Later on. Pei Aleph Amid Aleph. It's in the beginning of the first column. Zar Shabola Shazifim Shel Truma. Yeah, I'll put it on the screen already. We have the technology. Put it on the screen. I see you showing him. Zar Shabola Shazifim Shel Truma. So it says the second one is not Chayav Keren V'chaimish. Tema, why not? Why not? Even if he's Chazer Akiya, could he ever be Roy Lachila? He brings Raias. He brings Raias, interesting, from the Gemara Kuf Gimel, which we talked about the Machlekes of Yerichin and Rish Lakish, about Anos Groino or Anos Meov, and the Gemara's Nafkemino, Ochel Chatzi Zayas V'Hikiya V'Chazer Boloi. So you see that just because he was Ochel V'Hikiya, it doesn't necessarily follow that it's not Roy Lachila. So over here, by Zash Ochel Shazifim Shel Truma Veikion. So why is the Sheni only Chayiv the Meisim Bilvat? She be Chayiv Karen Vechaimish. So he says, it's towards the end of the narrow lines, Rav Chaim Klein Tiritz, the Ochel Mari Betrumish Neschalo Beachilas Harishayim. Here we're talking about where the Truma was Neschalo with the first Achilo, but Nathgle Mitairis Truma, and now it's no longer Truma. It's Yaitse Mitairis Truma. Maybe that's an important phrase. I see here, Clara. It's Yaitse Mitairis Truma. Can I mean a parakama the truma is kayin shesok shemishal truma and biti so misagal by vein achayshu tzuvah mesa by kichalu prat buzushu mechalelis vemedes lahochi potter asheni. Then he goes on, ve'ein mir lechalek ben sochba kayin shenase hadova beheter lebolo zar. Maybe, says Taisikin lechalek, maybe there's a difference between the kayin was sochba shem and shal truma, which was beheter, and the case over here, where Zar was belayed, where it's be'isr, maybe the din of cave in the Achle Yitzchil, maybe that's only when it was done beheter. So Taisu says, Einir l'chalak. Einir l'rabenu, that's it. Einir l'chalak. Taisu says from Chaim Cohen, it's Einir l'chalak. He doesn't think it makes a difference if it was be'isr or beheter. So it's clear that Rav Chaim Cohen is learning that cave of the Achle Yitzchil is not because it's nasim, it's also. Because if it's nasim, it's vasei avada. It's only beheter, not beisser. So he seems to learn it's exeris hakosuf, whether it was beisser or beheter. Says that it's the teres of the lashon of chilul. that the truma is mechalal through the achila of whether it's a zar or whether it's a kain. The achila is mechalal the truma. So the chayre comes out and says machlekes between the bali atosis. On the one end, we have the Tosfos, we have Rav Chaim Kahn, who says that the din of came in the achla ischil is exes a kosov, that the achila is mechalal the truma. And on the other hand, we have the Tosfos in Krisus Daf Zayin, and the Tosfos Shonim in Yuma Daf Samach, who seem to say that it has to do with Nasi Mitzvosek. And again, it's shver, because the Pasuk's not talking about it. Then it should be only beheter, like the Kesem Mishnah Daka says. It's a little bit, it's very difficult. The Pasuk itself is not talking about it, so it's talking about Issa. So any day exactly what to do with that machlekes. Maybe we could say that la'olam it's exes hakosov. It's not because of nasa mitzvase. What do you need exes hakosov? Let's say nasa mitzvase. Why do we need exes hakosov? By the case of a kohen where he taka did it better, why do we need exes hakosov? Came in the achli iskel, typically that it's nasa mitzvase. So maybe you could say that by truma it's not shayach nasa mitzvase, because it's not a mitzvah's essay on the kohen to eat the truma. The truma itself is nitin l'achila. Not allowed to do other things with it. Not allowed to be ma'abed it. But it's not a mitzvah's essay per se that the kohen has to eat truma. So maybe that's not called kevin shenase mitzvose. By shemen ha'mishcha, v'ara is a mitzvah to be meshech the shemen, to be meshech the kohen gadol with the shemen ha'mishcha. Tosfos Krisus, who brings in the subject of Nasa Mitzvosei, maybe Tosfos didn't mean to say that's the reason for the heter by Truma. Vada by Truma is not relevant to Nasa Mitzvosei. It's not a mitzvah. There it's because it's exeris hakosov. Tosfos is asking, is a kasha by itself? How come by the Shemen HaMishcha it's not Nasa Mitzvosei? Maybe you don't have the heter of Kevin Achle Yiskel by Shemen HaMishcha, but typically that it's Nasa Mitzvosei. So Tosfos answers that the emes is in the Pasuk of Olav, besides the fact that in the Pasuk of Olav it says that it's not Mischalel, it also says that there's no heter, that the mitzvah is not over. Not that that's pshat in the Gemara. When the Gemara said olav to explain why it's not mischalal. Why is it different than truma? Truma is mischalal with the sikha, and shemen mishul is not mischalal. So that the Gemara says because it says olav lezer lekav olav. But Tais is saying agavurcha. You see from the same pasuk another thing that calls to mind that the shemen is olav. It's that's the mitzvah. That's pshutishul. That's what it says in pasuk. It calls to mind the shemen is olav is an ongoing mitzvah. So therefore, by the same token, it's not Nasim Mitzvosei. But not that he's reading it into the Gemara. Pshat in the Gemara is like Rav Chaim Kahn. That's exerts a kosov the Beit Trumas Mischalal and Hashem and Mishra. It's not Mischalal. So he's saying, but there's another Nidoin. What about Nasim Mitzvosei, which is not relevant to Truma, because Truma is not a Mitzvah per se, it's not a Mitzvah Zachilah. But there's another Nidoin. What happened to the rule of Nasim Mitzvosei? So Taisa says, no, but from the Pasuk, which the Gemara brings at the end, you also learn, not that that's the intent of the Gemara, but Agam Urcha Shemanu, that the Mitzvah is ongoing with Mele, is not Nasim Mitzvosei. So there is a heter of Kevin the Achle Ischel. And it's Mavur in the Gemara, that's clear, that the heter for the Kayan to shmir his non-Kayan grandson with the Shemen is because of this idea of Kevin the Achle Ischel. So Benim Nefarish, like Rav Chaim Kohen, that's a Gzesa Kosov, that the shum is mischalal with the sikha or with the achila. Benim nefarish, like the passes and tosis and creases, we're saying now maybe that's not the pshat, but let's say the simple pshat, that it's because of nasim mitzvosei. So chor is a kasha. Tosis, what makes the truma mischalal? What makes the truma be nasim mitzvosei, if that's also true? The fact that it fulfilled its din, truma is nitin lachilo, and when you oichel it, it's mischal. That's Rav Chaim Kohen says that it's not a special din by sicha. That's for sure. Umesik by chikia chalu is not talking specifically about sicha. It's talking about achilo. When the zar is oichel a truma, it's mischal. It says in pasuk that when the zar is oichel a truma, it's mischal. Parenthetically, I'll tell you a tesis. I found there's a tesis harashpil that I found. It's not so much negative we're talking about, but it maybe just makes it a little bit clearer. This gzeres a kosov of a mesa by kiyachalu. The rashb, the tosis harashba. See if I have it over here. The The Taiser Asper is in Ksuvus, Daf Laminum and Beis. He has an opposite kasha. He says the Pasuk of Mesa B'Yachalu is talking about Isser. The Kayan is being Soch with the Shemin Beheter. How do you know that it's Mischal? Maybe it's only Mischal B'Isser. I'm just the opposite of the Kesem Mishnah. The Kesem Mishnah says it's only Mischal B'Heter. That's very shver. The Pasuk's talking about Isser. He takes for granted the Pasuk's talking about Isser, but he asks, since the Pasuk is talking about Isser, talking about a Zaru Etruma B'Isser, so where does it say in Pasuk? And there Taka says a Loshon of Chilul. So maybe only when only B'Isser? Maybe when a Zaru is Truma, it's Mischal. But when a Zaru is Soch with Truma, it's Mischal. But when a Kayan is Soch with Truma, maybe it's not Mischal. So he answers. Afel Gav. No, I'm sorry. Here, the last line. The Afel Gav be Ahu bizar ksiv. That pasuk is not about a zar. What's the right? It's mischal by a kain when his kain smears it. Hochi perushay zar meiskeshe mechal aloi. Aval kain ain't a meiskeshe mechal aloi. When we come look at mashmid the mischal. The pasuk is talking about the chiyuv misa. So it says when a zar eats tumo, so he's chayev misa when. For the being when he's mechal the truma, so that's a pasuk of iser. The chayim misa is only the iser. When a kain is truma, he's not chayim misa. Forget that's what he's supposed to do. But you see in the pasuk that the zar is chayim misa for the act of eating truma, which is called the chilul, because the act of eating is mitzit lechulin. So a zar is chayim truma for being mechal is chayim misa for being mechal the truma for eating it and being mitzit lechulin. And a kain is also mitzit lechulin, but he's not doing an iser. He's doing what he's supposed to do. So it says in Pasuk over here that when a person eats Truma, whether he's a Zar, then he's Chai Misa, whether he's a Kayin, then he's not Chai, then he's doing a Mitzvah. But Akaponim, he's Mechal Truma. But he's Mechal Truma with Achilo, because the Pasuk of Umesa Vayki Achalu is talking about Achilo. So where does it say that Sikha is Maitzit Lechulim? Only Achilo is Maitzit Truma Lechulim. Why is Sikha Maitzit Lechulim? So if you say that Sichas Kishtiyo Midiraisa, so good. It says in Pasuk, that Tovik Kabayim Bekibi, B'Hashem Erbiyat's Moisai, that Sichas Kishtiyo, if a Zara eats it, he's Chayim Misa also. Because if Sichas Kishtiyo derais, that's the Gemara in Nito, that you're not allowed to be Soch Chuma and a Zara because of the Pasuk of, Leichalu, and because we buy Seima from Tovik B'Hashem Bekibi, B'Hashem Erbiyat's Moisai. So fine, if Sichas Kishtiyah Midiraisa, so good. If a Zar is Sochot Truma, then it's an Achila. It's the equivalent of Achila, and it's Chayim Misa. And if it's the equivalent of Achila, then likewise, it may be Ki Chalu, then it's Mischal. But Taisa's Yeshita is that Sichas is not Kishtiyah Midiraisa, it's only an Asmachto. Midiraisa Sichas is not Kishtiyah. So why is the Shemin Shel Truma Yaitzi L'chula? Why when the Koyin is Soch B'Shemin Shel Truma, why is it Yaitzi L'chula? With the rice, the sikh is not kishtiyo. So when the kain is soch kishem and b'shem shel truma, it's as if he just poured it into a jar. Truma that's sitting in a jar in the kain's refrigerator is not yitzil lechulin. So instead of sitting in a jar in the refrigerator, it's sitting on his belly button. What's the difference? It's not a ma'aseh achila. So why is that shem and yitzil lechulin b'cha? Where's the ma'aseh achila? And this doesn't matter to me whether it's asnasim mitzvosoi or whether it's because of the tzeis a kosu that is mischal. And nasim mitzvosei is for sure now. What nasim mitzvosei? If sikha is not kiachilo, then it's not nasim mitzvosei. And if it's exeris a kosuv meisav by kiachalu, but the exeris a kosuv was said by achilo, because that's what you're chayim misa for achilo, not sikha. So where does it say in this pasuk that there's a chilul in the sikha? So I think al kochi you have to say that in a chenami min atayra sikha is not kiachilo. So it's takanat yetzil chulam, but min atayra there's no iser for the grandchild to be soch either because sicha is not kishtiya. Midrabanon that sicha is kishtiya and there's an iser to be soch b'shem etzil truma. Well, but to the extent that sicha is kishtiya, then it's yetzil chulam. So it's in a chenami. It works in two planes. But mimanoshoch it's mutter. If a kohen is soch b'shem etzil truma, then mimanoshoch his grandson could be soch b'shem etzil truma. Because mimanoshoch if you dan midraisa the sicha is not kishtiya, so there was takan no chilul. But then there's nothing wrong with his grandson being soch either because nothing happened. Elamai, but midrabon is sicha is kishtiyah. So to the extent that that sicha is kishtiya midrabanan, that the sicha of the grandfather was maitzi lechulin. So I mean, the Torah is talking not maitzi lechulin. It comes out of chiddush din. What if the grandfather was soch b'shem and shel truma, and now the grandson wants to eat it? So that won't be mutter, because the sicha is only kishtiya midrabanan. It's only yaitzi lechulin midrabanan. I mean, the Torah it's still truma. So how could the grandson? So the grandson can't eat. The grandson can't eat. Azar can't eat that truma. But so by achila, if the kohen eats the truma like shizifim shel truma v'chazer ekiyon, so that's an achila mideraisa. So it's might see it l'truma, it's might see it l'chulin mideraisa, and then you're allowed to eat it. By sicha, there's no iser. It's not yotzei l'chulin mideraisa, but then there's no iser deraisa to be soch with it either. It's only iser derabanan. For an iser derabanan, yotzei l'chulin mideraisa is good enough. I think be'achak, that's what you have to say. So now I want to say that maybe that's what Tosis is saying. If you read the Tosis, Kipshutai, Tosis is telling me, is asking, is being a riot, is Yisoy that Sikha is Derabon. That's what the normal Pshat in Tosis is. Tosis being a riot. That you see from the Gemara increases that Sikha is only Derabon, because if Sikha was Deraisa, we wouldn't be Mekel for the grandson. So that Dovah Pella, Akanuchas Chinuches. That is not true, even if Sikha is Deraisa, but if it's Yotzi L'chulun, it's Yotzi L'chulun. Well, Raya, the Gemara asked from Shemin, asked on Shemin HaMishcha, if Shemin HaMishcha should also be Yotzi L'chulun. And by Shemin HaMishcha, that is Sikha is Deraisa. So I want to say that's not the Pshat in Tosis. Tosis doesn't say that he's being a Raya from the Gemara Krisis. Look at the Tosis inside. Let's look at the Gemara inside. This is Yuma. At Tosis. You seeing it? I mean, you have it in front of you. It feels easier to read it together. So Tosis says, Tosis miyasi, he brought all his rayas, that sichas kishti is only drabonon, because you see we're makel by chatot and bereshoi, and the lashon of afapish and rayal dom, zechladom, and the lashon of the mishnah in Shabbos is mashmits only drabonon. So Tosis had already enough rayas that sichas is only drabonon. It doesn't need more rayas for that. Then he says, "Umaseches krisus prepare a kamar mina and kain shesoch v'shemit shel truma be'biti yisol masachel be'vein echayshis v'yahavi deraisa yosu b'chol inyan elamid derabbanan." So again, the pashut the micheskinuch understood the Tosis is saying another raya. He brought a whole bunch of rayas that sichas derabbanan. So now he brings another raya, because if it would be the raya, we wouldn't be makel for the grandson. That's hell. And when he says not the pshat in Tosis, Tosis not bringing a raya. Tosis is addressing Akasha. Now that I just finished telling you that Sichas Kishti only midrabanon, so how is it mutter for the Ben Bita Kayin to be misagel? If Sichas only midrabanon, it's not really Kishtiya, then with what was the Shemin Yaitzi Lechulin? With what was the Shemin Yaitzi Lechulin? So how is it mutter for the grandson? So Tosis answers, you're right. If the Isser that the grandson was doing was an Isser Deraisa, like Achilo, Yehavi deraisa, if the grandson was doing this deraisa, for example, the grandson wanted to eat the shemen, so that would be also b'chol inyan, because the sikh of the grandfather is not maitzi l'chol. But hayoyis that what the grandson is doing is also only a derabanan, so mimele it's mutter, because if what he's doing is a derabanan, for a derabanan, the sikh of the grandfather is enough. He's forestalling the kashi, he's not bringing a riot anything. He's forestalling the kashi from the Gemara Krisis. He just finished proving, barichus, that sikh is only kishtiya midrabanan. Someone's going to have a kasher in the Gemara Krisus. Because the Gemara Krisus says, the grandson could be soch with the shemen because the grandfather was moitzi l'chulin. How is the grandfather moitzi l'chulin? Sikh is not kishtiyah. So Tosis says, ein achinami. If the grandson was doing an issa deraisa, he havi deraisa, meaning if the grandson was doing an issa deraisa, so I also b'chol inyan, then it would haka be also. Since what the grandson is doing is only derabanan, so I don't care what the grandfather was only maitzi lechulin midrabanan. A yitzi lechulin midrabanan is enough for an isa derabanan. New pshat in Tosis.
Rabbi saying that we have a deraisa is not going on if sicha kishtiyah was deraisa. It's not what he's saying.
Right, he's saying on what the grandson is doing. You have a deraisa if the isa that the grandson was doing. Now that is a little bit, you're right, there's a little bit of a doichik here in Pshat, because Pashim Shadi Yavi Deraisa is going on Sikha. So I'll tell you the truth, this is something, I don't know, this is like, you know, if I was writing down, I would say, I am going to say, Luli de Mistafina Amino. I wasn't afraid, I would say. Meaning, maybe you could say that there's a, that really have to be Magian Tosis, and the words, and the word Osir, Haya Osir, should be Haya Mutter. I'm going out of the limb over here. Haya Mutter. I looked around in Rishonim, I didn't find this. These few lines in Tosis are not in Tosis HaRosh, and I did a global search. I haven't found, this Tosis is only, I don't have any parallel texts. Like, I don't have any Tosis HaRosh, Tosis HaMeir Peretz, all the, I looked in even the Shas, and the, so it's, all they have is this Tosis. I can't check it against anything. But I want to maybe suggest, but Derech Efsher, I think we could say it without being Magia, the way I said it. But if we be Magia, and instead of the word Osir, it will be Mutter, then it will be even more Geshmak. Tais is saying, Yehami deraisa, if Sichu be Kishtiya mi deraisa, haya Mutter becholinyin. Then it will be Mutter for the grandson even to do to anything with the Truma, even to eat the Truma. But since Sichu Kishtiya is only mi derabonon, so maybe the grandson is only Mutter l'sagol, but he's not Mutter in other inyan. But you know, I don't need it, and I'm not sure. So much improvement.
If Sichah Shtiyah Deraisa, we must chale for all in Yonim.
Right. If Sichah Yavi Deraisa, now it's going, then Yavi Deraisa means what it's the simple meaning. If Sichah Kishtiyah would be Deraisa, then Hayom Mutter Bechol Inyan, then the Ben Bitoy would be Mutter Legamre. You could even eat it. Like Rav Chaim Cohen said about if the grandfather ate the truma, then the grandson could eat it. Chazer v'kin, the grandson could eat it. But that's not true, since sichas is only drabonon, so it's not mutter becholinyin, it's only mutter to be misagal by. In other words, sichah kishtiyah works to be matter a sichah, but it can't work to be matter in achila. Kach ekach, where they're going to say with the ago, not without, without the ago. The point that I'm saying is that this line of Tosfos of Maseches Krisus is not a raya to the Yisoid the Sichas Kishtiya. Forget the Gemara in Krisus doesn't, is not a raya. If anything, the Gemara in Krisus presents a challenge to the idea that Sichas Kishtiya is the Rabbana. Tosfos is not bringing a raya. He's forestalling a question. Don't ask me from the Gemara in Krisus, has me bitikai misagal in a cheshiv, if Sichas is only the Rabbanon, if Sichas Kishtiya is only the Rabbanon. Because, yes, Sichah Kishtiyah is only a Rabbanon, but it's good enough for Ben Bittikoy to be misagal. Okay. I did want to talk about the brisker of in the Rambam, very fascinating Biskov in the Rambam. We'll see, maybe tomorrow we'll talk about the Biskov. The Kalapachas, even if we don't talk about it, you should go through the Biskov inside, the whole thing. It's very, very, very beautiful. And the letters in the back, which I sent you. Let's just finish the Tosfos. There's also a Sugir, and the end of Tosfos is a Mitzvah, is also a subject. Tosfos says, Mutter Adam Lotzach Bechelev. Taisa says that you're allowed to be soch with Chelev. In other words, even though L'chayre Sichas Kishtiyah, we have all these Gemaras that with Shemin you're not allowed to be soch because Sichas Kishtiyah, Shemin Shel Trum you're not allowed to be soch, and Yom Kippur you're not allowed to be soch. So what about Chelev? L'chayre Shikamah, you're not allowed to be soch with Chelev. So Taisa, no. And Chelev, there's no Isser. Bele Ashkechayim the Isser Sichas Kishtiyah Elab Yom HaKippurim U'betrumah Upi Suriano, Kiri Perkal Shah, Ravina Shayaf Labarsi, Bigurke the Arla, Amale Atl, Amale Shalakadera Hanosi Kavidna. The Hail Chayas shall Shranisla Gami Makosi Potter, Amahuta Kosim Shuni Suriano. The Kitsutai says, we find the Isser Sikha by Shemin, by Yom Kippur and by Chumo, that's Shemin. We find Sicha by Yisuri Ano, that doesn't need Sicha Kishtiyah. Yisuri Ano, Sicha is also by Yisuri Ano, not because Sicha is Kishtiyah, but because by Yisuri Ano, I don't need Shtiyah. All you need is Ano, and Sicha is a Ano. But Chelev, picking up the Tosfos again, about Chelev, the Heteri Ano, Chelev is Mutu Bano. It's only also Bechilo, Mutter. With Tumah also, Mishum Digas Machte, Velo Yechalu. With Yom Kippur, also Mishum Tainug. Truma is also because of the smacht of leichalu. So he means lechayre, and the smacht of leichalu, but they were only guys there in Shemin. That's how he began. And Yom Kippur is also mishum tainuk. I found mishum refuah. Lechayre is a separate thought. Of Yom Kippur also mishum tainuk. I found mishum refuah. Sorry, a yodav melchlochas klol demil sehechadena mishul tainuk. Sorry. This last line of Tosfos, I don't know what belongs here at the end. This is going back to what he said before. Since Sikha is only Kishtir, he's only in Midrabanon, so they were only guys in Mishum Tainik, and Rechitz also the only guys in Mishum Tainik, which doesn't do Sikha Kishtir. I don't know why Tosfos is coming back to this topic of Tainuk. The main thing that Tosfos is saying at the end, which is a very big Chiddush Lahalocha, and it was Negel Lemaisa very much for a long time, is that Tosfos Mechadish. You have to know, soap used to be made out of lard, out of fat. Could be even today, so the soap is made out of fat, but it's possible me'achilas kelo probably. But the soap used to be made out of fat. That was what soap was fat. If it's not kosher fat, when you wash your hands with soap, it's sicha. So maybe it should be also. So taste is mechadesh that they were only geyser and shem, and they weren't geyser and shara on other resources. So therefore, you're allowed to use soap that's made out of fat because the gzeira of sicha kishti was only by shem and not by shadbar. This the Ramah brings down the halacha, and the goyin brings that there are chalkim, and the goyin is machmir. So there were people who were machmir not to use regular soap because regular soap was made out of fat, and fat, even though Taisu says is mutter, because sicha kishti only midrabbon, and they weren't guys there in fat. But other rishonim hold the goyin brings a marchai that they were guys there, but that sicha kishti is by other rishonim too. This is maybe to get to the Biskarov. The Rambam l'chayr holds sicha kishti is there aiso, but the Biskarov's mechadish in the Rambam. That's only mitzad dinei achefza, not mitzad isurei gavra. Belongs to the Biskarov. But akoponim, the goyim brings a mordechai. The mordechai is chelik and toises, and the mordechai says sicha is kishti, and you're not allowed to use, not allowed to be soch with chelif. So this is mamish a very relevant issue. Again, today I think it's really less relevant. I think the soap is, even if, I'm not sure if it's made out of fat, but even if it is, I imagine it's possible mechilas kela. And it's probably bottle beroiv. Even if there is fat in there, I'm sure it's probably bottle beroiv with other things. Anyway, but this was a very live wire issue. So that's lechayot, that's what Tosfos is coming to say. So I don't understand why Tosfos at the end comes back to the issue about the Yom Kippur. They only ask Mishum Tainu, about Mishum Refuah Shari, Yodim L'chlochais. You know what I think Tosfos means? That just occurs to me now. Why is Tosfos coming back to this? It's only also Mishum Tainug. And it can't be that Tosfos is again bringing a raya that it must be that Sicha Kishti is only the Rabbanon because you see that they only asked Mishum Tainug. So why is he bringing Rechitz in? Rechitz has nothing to do with Sicha Kishti. So why is Tosfos mentioning the fact that Rechitz is Mutta Mishum Tainug? Yodam milchloches, that's rechitza, that's not sicha. Like, how did that get into this Tosfos bechlal? Then I'll ask you another kasha. Another question, just pshat in this Tosfos, how do the words hang together? Tosfos, ubetruma osur mishum deika asmachta v'develo yichalu. So what's he referring to? He's referring to the Gemara in Nida that he started off at the beginning of Tosfos. Tosfos brought it at the beginning. The more nido, ma'isi brayse the sanya v'lo yechalu is kolshim le yisrael le rabbis es asoch kishayisavi. Boys aim me'ochav atovei b'mayim b'kirbay. So Tosfos asks, if you have a pasuk, if you have a pasuk that's in chumash, why do you need another pasuk that's only in asmachta? Tosfos answers, they're both asmachtas. So you have two asmachtas, v'lo yechalu and v'atovei b'mayim b'kirbay. So why does Tosfos say at the end over here, v'tum osim shum dika asmachta v'lo yechalu? Truma is also because there's an asmachta of leichalu, and there's also another asmachta of a tovah b'mayim b'kibay v'chashem and batzmeisa. So there's all this common diukim here in Taisus. A, why is he revisiting the issue of Tainug? Like, what does that have to do with the Chor? This end of Taisus is a new topic already. He's finished. Taisus before, when he's talking about the Sichas, there I said, there Abon, and he brought a Rai, you see, they were Matur, Mishum Chatot Nebereshe. So that's where he should have this discussion about Tainug. Now Taisus has moved on to be Mechadish, that the Isser of Sichas is only by Shemen and not by Chalev. Okay. They were Geizer by Shemen, they weren't Geizer by Chalev. Why is he coming back to the issue of Tainug? That's diuk number one. Diuk number two, why is he talking about Rechitza? We never had a tzad that Rechitza is their Isa. The Rechitza is not learned out from Sikha Kishtil, Rechitza is learned out from Daniel. So what do you want from Rechitza? And number three, what's he saying? With Truma Osim Shundikas Machta de Velayachal. First of all, we already know that. I mean, if you don't know that by now, the Truma is awesome because of Velayachal, because there's an Asmachta. Sikha Kishtil is an Asmachta. That was the whole thesis. Why is he bringing that again? And why is he only bringing the Asmachta of Leichal? He should bring the Asmachta of Atobe, Bamayim, Bikirbe, Bechashem, and Vasmais. Any suggestions? Where does all this conduce?
Rabbi?
Yeah.
In the Tosis in Nida, when Tosis says that Sicha Kishtiyah is only, here he says it's only Aser B'Yom Kippurim B'Tshuma B'Sir Ana. The Tosis in Nida says it's only Aser for Shemen. Why the change of Lashon there?
What does he say over here?
L'Ashkechan.
Yeah, by us he says... Oh, that's a very good deal. Here he says, Biyom HaKippurim U'Betrumah 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 U'Betrumah. That's a very good deal. Here he says, Biyom HaKippurim U'Betrumah U'Betrumah. What's his lesson in Nida, Taka? Let's go to Nida. Oh, that's a very good deal. Nida's lesson is... The Dafka Sichas Shemin as Mechuraban and Akrav, also Midraban, about Sichas Shil Shuman Chazir Vishal Chalev Shaya. I think one called Shah says, I'm near Chalev Shah and this called Gabi Makosli Potter of Alasar. That's because also Bano. Mishund also Bano Mashma. Aval Chalev Dalma Filu Yisraelek. So here's Takas Loshin is Sichas Shemin as Mechuraban and Akrav. Then is, I would say, the reason is because the Postik says, Vechashemin Vats Mesov. So it says Shemin, it doesn't say Chalev. Taisubas doesn't say that, Lashon. He doesn't say they only said it by Shemin. He says they only said it by Trum and Bayom and Kippur. Oh, so what does it make you think?
Even Chalev is also Yom Kippur. Like, even things besides for Shemin is also Yom Kippur.
Oh, that would be interesting. Maybe Taka, maybe Chayil will be also in Yom Kippur. That would be the Nafkamino. I mean, except I don't know if it's a Tainug. Lu Yitzur was a Tainug. Lu Yitzur was a Tainug. You're like an aborigine or something. They used to smear fish oil all over themselves to keep away the bugs. Which created quite a stink. Yeah, I mean, I could be that. The pshat is that Taisus holds the chiluk is not between shemen and other substances. That's what it says in Taisus and Nida. Taisus by us is saying the chiluk is between Yom Kippur and Truma and everything else. That they were only geizer sicha kishtiyah by Yom Kippur and by Truma. Taisus explaining what's so special about Yom Kippur and Truma. So he says because by Truma, the Iker Esmachta is from the Pasuk of Leichal, that the Gemara brought first. And then we're also about Vatobe Kamaya Bekirbei. So it's Truma. No, it's Truma has an Esmachta. Vatobe Kamaya Bekirbei sounds like everything. That's like a generic Esmachta. But Tosfos think, but the Iker Esmachta is the first Esmachta of Leichal, which the Braisa says, Lerabis is Asoch Kishaisa. there's a special asmachta by Truma, that by Truma sikh is also. By other Yisroel, you don't have that asmachta. You have the other asmachta, v'tovei k'mayim b'kirbei. But Tosfos wants to say that v'tovei b'mayim b'kirbei v'chashem v'atzmoisov, that's not the ikar asmachta. The ikar asmachta, if there's such a thing as the ikar asmachta, is the pasuk of Elo Yechalu, which is asmachta by Truma. By Truma, they were goyzer sikha kishtia, primarily based on the pasuk of Elo Yechalu. And on Yom Kippur, they asked sikha. Why? Because it's a tainuk. But the main reason why Chazal asked Sicha on Yom Kippur is not because Sicha is Kishtiyah. The main reason why they asked Sicha on Yom Kippur is the reason why they asked everything else on Yom Kippur, because it's a Tainuk. Once it's a Tainuk, they were masmichet on the concept of Sicha Kishtiyah. But the main reason is because it's a Tainuk. So Mimele Taisa says, but in places where it's not, where Tainuk is not relevant, in other areas of halacha where tainuk is not relevant, and where you don't have the special asmachta that you have by truma of Elo Yechalu, so just v'tovei b'mayim b'kirbei v'chashem v'atzmoisov by itself is not enough reason to say that sicha is kishtia. So when it comes to chaylev, where you don't have tainuk is not the point. Tainuk doesn't matter. And there's no v'lo yichalu. We don't have that pasuk either. So just to make an issue out of avatov b'kamayim b'chirbei b'chashem b'atzmoisiv, that's doesn't say in that asmachta avatov b'kamayim b'chirbei that sicha is kishtiyah kol haterekulu. It's just another asmachta that we use in places where we already have a reason why Chazal wanted to ask the sicha, like truma with as v'lo yichalu. Even though, I mean, what caused them to generate the asmachta v'lo yichalu? It's only an asmachta. Did they have an agenda besides that? Or the whole agenda is the asmachta? Any idea? But a kapodim, just the pshat, the tais veret and taisus, I think it's very attractive that this is the pshat and taisus. So I think it reads very well in taisus. It's not different than taisus in either. Taisus is saying, looking back at the taisus, and by Yisra'ana, of course. Because, like the word called Shah, by Yisra'ana, of course, they also asked the Sicha for a different reason, because it's Docha Yunene. Only by Truma also, Mishum Dika Smachta, Vilo Yechalu, and that's why he brings Vilo Yechalu, he doesn't bring Vatova B'mayim B'kirbay. Because Vatova B'mayim B'kirbay, you would have Bechalev too. His whole point is that v'atovei b'mayim b'kirbei? If you learn like Tosfos in Nida, that v'atovei b'mayim b'kirbei, the reason why they only asked they didn't ask the chaylev is because they only asked shemen. So Tosfos could have brought v'atovei b'mayim b'kirbei v'chashemen batzmoisev. Again, that's the main point. V'chashemen batzmoisev means shemen, not anything else. It doesn't say v'chaylev batzmoisev. But our Tosfos holds that that's not the point. The point is that they only asked truma. Why only truma? Either pasuk of Hashem and Batzmoisev is a pasuk by everything, but the pasuk of Elo Yechalu is a truma dekas machta. So by truma we have the asmachta of Elo Yechalu, and Yom Kippur we have the other issue of tainug. They asked things that are tainug, like sicha, like rechitza. Now rechitza is very relevant. He's saying anything that has to do with tainug. That's what Chazal asked him. So they asked sicha for the same reason they asked rechitza. Why do they ask rechitza? Because it's a tainug. So that's why they asked sicha too, because it's a tainug. Yeah, it'll come out in Afgamina. Lu Yitzur that Sikh of Chalev would be a Tainuk. Or let's say it's some other substance. It's not going to get a little nicer. What if you want to be Sochan Yom Kippur with some kind of, with petroleum, with some petroleum-based oil, with baby oil? It's not made from, it's not Shemin, it's not the Shemin that the Pasuk's talking about. It's just synthetic oil. So is it Mutter, is it also? Chor come out in Afgamina. Lufi Taisus in Nida. It'll be mutter. They only ask it shemen. It's not shemen. This is, I don't know what it is. It's Vaseline or something. It's not shemen. But according to Tosfos according to Tosfos by us, it'll be also. Because the point not that they were mechalev and shemen and anything else. The point is they were mechalev to Yom Kippur, where it's a tainug. And truma, we have a special pasuk of Yechalu and other areas of Halacha. But on Yom Kippur, where it's a tainug, any sikh of tainug is also. It stems very well for the next Tosis. Tosis asks, why don't you know the pasuk by Daniel and by the pasuk of Daniel, v'seichle sachti, and the pasuk of Atovei b'mayim b'kibay? So Tosis says, well, if I only had the pasuk in Daniel, I would know that Shemin's a tainuk, but not all tainukim to the aser. So I want for Atovei b'mayim b'kibay, it's another pasuk that siches kishtiyo, that's why they aser this particular tainuk. On the level of asmach, in other words, Atovei b'mayim b'kibay, we have to start that it's a tainuk. If it's not a tainuk, there's nothing to talk about. Avada, we're only asering tainuk. Not every tainuk in the world is aser. There are tanugim in the there are tanugim that are not aser in Yom Kippur. So where do we so for that we have it. So Chazal is probably mostly the Chacham. Chacham probably just decided. They decided to see Chazal tanugim they wanted to aser, but they based it on the asmachta of Atonim b'mayim b'kibay to rationalize or to give a pasuk to explain why they chose to aser the sicha of the tanug of sicha and not the tanug of other tanug. But about the bedrock idea here is that it's a tanug. The Tovah B'mayim B'kibay is just to ground the reason why they asked this Tainug in particular. Yeah, very good. Okay, so tomorrow maybe we'll take a look at the Biskirov. And then really, I want to go back to. I want to go on to the sugi. I really want to get to this to do all these. Yeah, basically, we're going to go to the sugi. The next sugi is the sugi on. Oh. We don't have so much time. When does June's man go until? I mean, then there may be a July's man starting July 6th, but when does June go till? Anybody know?
I guess maybe till July 6th.
Okay, then it's good. So, it's July 6th. They have to be on, that's what I told them, they have to be on Pei Beis. So I have to pick out what are the main things we want to do over here. Well, you know, I think we'll go straight. We'll go straight, but all these drushes and stuff, we're going to just fly through. But then there's some halachas over here about Rechitzah, so I guess we'll go straight. I'm not sure where we're going to go. Where we're going to dwell, on what things we're going to dwell, and what things we're going to go through quickly. But the drushes, for sure, we're going to go through very quickly. I'm not even sure we'll read them inside. But the other should go straight, but go quickly through till Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, including Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. And I imagine the next thing we'll talk about is Ayin Zayin Amud Beis a little bit. But I really want to get to Ayin Ches Amud Beis, because Ayin Ches Amud Beis is the sugya of shoes. That's already a sugya. That's a sugya that, you know, that's a sugya that's, I want to do a little bit carefully. So let's put it that way. The next, we're going to go fast till Ayin Zayin, till Ayin Chesem and Beis. We're going to go fast till Ayin Chesem and Beis. So you should just go as far as you can till Ayin Chesem and Beis. Don't skip anything, but go, but that's what we want to do. Ayin Chesem and Beis already, we're going to be a Misakiva. But you should read the Biskirov. If you haven't read the Biskirov inside, it's something that's a basic part of every yeshiva bachas education is to go through that Biskirov. Whether I discuss it or not, I don't know. But to go take a look at the Rambams that he quotes. It's very, very, very interesting. Okay. Very good. See you tomorrow, Mr. Shem.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.